The Rotary Club of Fonthill is a welcoming group of professionals, both working and retired, who meet weekly in Pelham to improve the lives of others. Every fall, they hold their annual fundraising auction. It's a popular event many look forward to, and the money raised makes their work possible. It's the club's major fundraiser. This is a great opportunity to help local projects in Niagara Falls, St. Catharines, Welland, and Fonthill, says Club Secretary Annie Holtby. It's also a great way to shop for the holidays. You can view the lineup before bidding starts, giving you time to make your list. Register now. Viewing begins Wednesday, November 20, 2024. Bidding opens 8 a.m., Wednesday, November 27, 2024. Bidding closes 9 p.m., Saturday, December 7, 2024. According to this year's rules, if you see something you like and pay an additional 20%, you can buy it now. Otherwise, the bidding will continue at the 5th of February 10 intervals. If you pay the quoted value for an item, and it's $100 or more, you get $20 gift cards to Johnny Rocco's group of restaurants for successful bids. It's a freebie in appreciation. Thanks Tony Visca for your generosity, says Annie. Anyone interested in donating can email auction chair Hugh Graham at rotary@ubcool.com. Just let him know if you want to direct the donation to a specific club. Please note, this is an online auction only. Rotary Auction Niagara 2024. Rotary Auction Niagara is a joint initiative of six area Rotary clubs. Auctions have been part of area Rotary clubs for at least 40 years, says Hugh. The yearly event is important because it brings in $15,000 to $20,000, which goes towards last-minute requests, twice-yearly community grant applications, and projects needing a final boost. All members are expected to participate as canvassers, and it's great to see the response from members and their contacts. There's an opportunity to volunteer at our warehouse during pickup with Rotarians from the other clubs involved: Niagara Falls Noon, Niagara Falls Sunrise, St. Catharines, St. Catharines South, Welland, and Fonthill, says Annie. We look forward to it. Raising more money would enhance the club's resources and their impact on the community. We hope to do better than last year, especially in dollars back to the clubs, says Hugh. This is how we give back to our communities. In past years, the money raised has supported a number of local programs, including Pelham Cares, breakfast programs at Pelham's elementary schools, annual scholarships at E.L. Crossley, Pathstone Youth Counseling at MCC, free community skate on Family Day, Fonthill Bandshell sponsor, Pelham Tree Planting, Canada Day Kids Zone, youth programs, L. Crossley Interact Club, RYLA Junior, 15 to 18, and RYLA, 18 to 25, Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. Last year was the first online-only auction. Annie says, for over 30 years it was televised on Cogeco. They still help with pre-event interviews, provide the phones, computers, and Wi-Fi for our warehouse, always great allies. It was a new experience, but the feedback from the public and bidders was positive. Each club brings donations and whatever they raise goes back to that club. In 2023, we brought in over $17,000 clear, which is good. Our goal is higher this year. She thanks all bidders, seasoned and new, for participating and exploring the offerings this year. Annie and Hugh. Annie has been on this committee for many years. This year marks her 30th as a Rotarian. She was living in BC when she first joined. When I was growing up, my dad was a Kiwanian and my mother did a lot of volunteering, so when Rotary opened membership to women in 1989, I was already interested. In my club, there was resistance and it wasn't till 1994 that they became members. When I moved to Fonthill in 2007, the first person I called was Maureen Walker, president of the Fonthill Club. I made 20 new friends. She loves how the group's projects and worldview put the service above self motto into action. Annie says, I love the fellowship that membership fosters. It's family. Hugh is in his 15th year as auction chair. He says, my wife, Sandy Graham, has been a member of the Rotary Club of Welland since 1992, so I knew Rotary's work when I was invited to join Fonthill in 2000. We always work together on the projects for both clubs. Hugh was born in St. Mary's. He moved from Stratford to Welland with his wife before relocating to Fonthill 20 years ago. He has held various positions with Rotary, including president, secretary, assistant district governor, and member of various committees. He was honored as a Paul Harris Fellow. Hugh appreciates the service above self aspect of Rotary, like Annie. He says, helping others in our community and those we may never meet is very meaningful. I feel Rotary is an extension of our family. When asked why we belong, our short answer is, it's our way of saying thank you. One year, a bidder couldn't get to the warehouse, so Hugh delivered her purchases to her apartment. She told him her late husband had been a Rotarian for years, she always watched and bid on the auction. That year, she secured about 20 items. She had me place them around the Christmas tree and proudly told me she had done all her shopping for her children and grandchildren, Hugh recalls. I felt pleased we could provide that opportunity. For more information, visit the Rotary Club of Fonthill. Follow the group on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X, Instagram, and Threads.